Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast, a place for busy women to find the secrets towards being the best version of themselves, both in physical and mental health. Join me, Nikki Kinnearum, your host and health advocate, as we discover why you might be feeling a certain way, how to move past this, and step into the version of you that brings you the most happiness. Not every woman's journey is the same, but through this podcast, I've no doubt that you will uncover things about yourself and have a little fun along the way. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This is Nikki here, your host and owner of Mummy Fit Time. I'm quite excited to be back in the studio, and I say studio in little quotey ears, doing this recording. My studio today is inside my son's wardrobe because we are in the midst of a lockdown where I live, and so I've got children in other rooms making lots of noises. So I will start this podcast with an apology that there may be interruptions. But I also want to acknowledge that it has been quite some months since I did a recording of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. And there's a number of reasons behind that. One being that we had some pretty major health news within our family this year, where my partner was actually diagnosed with prostate cancer. So we've been through that journey, and thankfully we are now on the other side of that journey. And good news is that he is cancer-free as a result of the surgery that he's had undertaken. But as you can imagine, that has thrown my schedule, my life, our family life a little off the course that we were traveling on. So that's one of the main reasons why I haven't been able to do any recordings of my podcast for quite some months now. Throw in that with some career changes as well. And it's just been crazy, crazy life. And now we're in the midst of a lockdown. So that's always one way of spicing things up, but also forcing me to have some downtime. So this is where I find myself today doing this recording. And this recording of, this episode of the podcast, I've been thoughtfully referring to it as the breath episode, because today I am going to be talking with you about breathing and the benefits of breathing, why we need to do deep diaphragmatic breathing, and how it actually affects our health long-term and in the short term. And what inspired me to do this particular episode was I've been seeing on social media a lot of my clients, a lot of my friends that are really struggling right now because we are in a massive lockdown as a result of COVID here in Australia at the time of recording. And they have been thrown into the world of trying to work as well as do home learning. And it is stressful. And I'm seeing my clients, I'm seeing my friends becoming stressed. I see them becoming unwell, maybe as a result of stress, maybe as a result of other things that are happening. But one of the core things that I always go back to when I see people that are particularly stressed is to focus on the breathing. So let's jump in and talk about, well, yes, breathing and deep breathing is helpful for when we're stressed, but it's also very helpful for a range of other things that are going on within our body. So in doing the research that I did for this podcast, I actually uncovered information that I didn't even know, and some benefits about how breathing helps you. So in ways that I guess we don't normally consider. So I'm excited to bring this episode to you. So let me just start out by stating that we take about 20,000 breaths a day. 20,000 breaths a day. But we do it unconsciously, so we don't even really pay attention to the muscles that are making that breathing happen. We don't really pay attention to how we're breathing. It just happens, and we just trust our body that we're going to do the breathing. It's going to keep us alive. But today, we're going to talk about getting focused and getting focused on our breathing and focusing on deep diaphragmatic breathing. So before I even start talking about the benefits, I do need to explain what the difference is between diaphragmatic breathing, and watch me stumble across that word throughout this episode. Diaphragmatic breathing versus shallow breaths, or I was going to say natural breathing, but I don't really want to call it natural breathing. It's more, I guess, the unconscious breathing patterns that sometimes we fall into. So what is diaphragmatic breathing? Basically, diaphragmatic breathing is the act of taking a deep breath right down into your diaphragm. Now, your diaphragm sits within the bottom of your rib cage, so just underneath the lower part of your rib cage there. And if you were to put your hand on your belly right now and took a really deep breath in, so I'll give you a moment to do that. Feel your tummy expand and then feel it go contract inwards as you exhale. That is diaphragmatic breathing. If you're not finding that your belly is going up and down as you're breathing, you're probably taking more shallow breaths. So we're trying to get deep down into our diaphragm. Now, if you couldn't quite feel your belly, just move your hands just above your belly button. Now take a deep breath in and exhale. Could you feel some movement there? Just above your belly button is where the diaphragm sits, and you should have been able to feel that expand and contract as you did your deep breathing. So that is deep diaphragmatic breathing, often referred to as deep belly breaths, and that's what we're wanting to focus on. When we get into just the patterns of breathing, and sometimes say when we're in a state of stress or something like that, we tend to then move more into shallow breaths where we're not breathing down into that diaphragm. We're actually taking little breaths in your lungs. So you are still breathing, but you're not using your lungs to their full capacity. And this is what I would like to share with you is the reasons, well, why do we have these lungs? First of all, where we can use them to full capacity, and what are the benefits to doing so? So let's start with the big one that everybody talks about, in that doing deep breaths can lower the effects of stress. So basically, what is happening when you are stressed is your adrenal system, your stress hormones are releasing cortisol into your body. Cortisol and adrenaline, they're your two stress hormones. So the sympathetic nervous system is triggered when we're feeling stressed or anxious, and it sends out spikes of cortisol and adrenaline throughout your body. Now, this is okay in small bursts, and our body is designed to be able to cope with stress, like short bursts of cortisol and adrenaline, but in short bursts, not constantly. And the reason for that is the flight or fight response within our body, where our body was originally designed to see danger, get a spike of cortisol and adrenaline, respond to that danger, and then the cortisol and adrenaline fizzles out within our body, and we return to a state of calm. But what's happening when we're stressed is we're continuously getting those spikes of cortisol and adrenaline. And think of it like a ladder. So you're building upon building upon building upon building upon building. Maybe more like a brick wall is probably a better analogy. So we're building cortisol, and the cortisol and adrenaline are stacking on top of one another, never getting a chance to lower down. And that's where the cortisol and the adrenaline can become problematic within our body and can then lead to ongoing long-term health issues. So by breathing deeply, it's the fastest way to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relaxation response. We physically cannot be in a flight or fight response and do deep breaths at the same time. So think of it like, I'm going to go talk about the old saber-toothed tiger scenario. So imagine that you're running from danger of a saber-toothed tiger coming to attack you, right? And you're running really fast. That running sensation, that fear sensation, that flight or fight sensation is those shallow little breaths. Think about when you're running, you cannot physically take a deep, shallow breath while you were in that sensation of fleeing from the danger. The moment you do take that deep, shallow breath, you pretty much need to stop the fleeing, and you can then start to trigger, you can then start to trigger that deep, shallow breathing. But your body cannot physically do both at the same time. So let's bring it into the modern day when there's no saber-toothed tigers around. When we're stressed, by taking those deep diaphragmatic breaths, what we're actually doing is we're telling our body, hey, it's okay. There's no danger around. You do not need to be sending out this flight or fight response. You do not need to be sending out little spikes of cortisol and adrenaline because I'm safe. Everything is okay. Because remember, your body can't actually tell the difference between a saber-toothed tiger and the stress that you get from your kids screaming while you're trying to pack lunches and manage work calls at the same time. Both are stress, but your body cannot tell the difference. So you can't be like, hey, body, no, it's all cool. This stress that I'm experiencing now is just because I'm juggling a few different things at the same time. Your body's got no idea. So we need to tell the body, hey, it's okay. Let's calm our farm. Let's lower our cortisol and adrenaline spikes. I'm perfectly fine. So that's where your deep breathing comes in. The deep breathing also releases some endorphins into your body, which is a feel-good chemical. So not only are you lowering your cortisol and adrenaline spikes, what you're actually doing as well is releasing endorphins into your body, which then helps you to feel good. And this is why people say deep breathing can also benefit if you're experiencing anxiety or depression, because you are releasing those endorphins. Those same endorphins are released when you're doing exercise as well. So that's always good to know, because you know that the heart of what I do is around exercise as well. So let's talk about the body now. So let's talk about muscles. By deep breathing, you can actually improve your core muscle stability. So this is a huge one, because when I have postnatal women return to exercise after having a baby, one of the things that I try to do with them, or I do in all of their sessions, is diaphragmatic breathing. So what I'm doing by that is I am focusing on trying to build up their core stability. I mentioned earlier that the diaphragm lives in your lower rib cage. So what we're trying to do by doing deep breaths is we're trying to stretch the rib cage and the muscles around that area fully to then fire up your trunk. So let's have a little anatomy lesson here. Your diaphragm sits at the top of your trunk, so just under the rib cage. And then at the base of your trunk is your pelvic floor. So think about where your pelvic floor is, and then all the way up to your rib cage, that is your core muscles. And then you've got your deep abdominal muscles, which wrap around the back and the sides. So bringing it all together. That's why when we're pregnant, sometimes we, most women will have some form of abdominal separation, because the abdominal muscles that wrap around the back and the sides it splits when you're pregnant. So we're trying to bring all of that back together. But this is not relevant for just postnatal women. This is relevant for any women, particularly, or any person, particularly if you're wanting to build up those deep core muscles. So by doing deep diaphragmatic breaths, what you're doing is you're expanding your belly outward like a balloon filling with air. We did that earlier. And it increases pressure in the cylinder, and your innermost ab muscles then lengthen and shorten as your diaphragm contracts and relaxes. So by doing so, because we're increasing the pressure in that cylinder and your ab muscles are lengthening and shortening, you're basically doing abdominal exercises, which leads to the strengthening. So it's a really good one to do when you're not able to do abdominal exercises. You're not able to do anything physical. You can still be working on strengthening your core. But deep breathing also improves your body's ability to tolerate intense exercise. And I would say about 80% of the clients that I work with will come to me and say they hate cardio. They do not want to do cardio. They hate it. Cool. I get it. I'm not a big fan of cardio myself. Sometimes it can trigger responses where you don't like to get out of breath, and it might trigger some anxiety around that. It might also, you just don't like getting as sweaty as you do, or as out of breath and feeling out of control through cardiovascular activity. That's cool. That's fine. What breathing does though, is it can increase your cardiovascular capacity. So what it does is it gives many of the same benefits of exercise and increases your aerobic It increases your aerobic capacity. So aerobic exercise uses fat as energy, and then anaerobic exercise, which is your strength training, uses glucose as energy. By expanding our cardiovascular capacity through our deep breaths, we're actually making cardio easier for ourselves because we're strengthening those muscles that are used in the whole breathing process when we are getting out of breath, when we're doing cardiovascular or aerobic exercise. And it also increases our cardiovascular capacity to burn more fat cells as well. So really great method of building up your cardiovascular capacity, which could then lead to greater enjoyment of doing some cardiovascular activities. Now, I'm not saying that you would then happily go for a 5-kilometer run if that's not something that is your thing, but it does increase your ability to tolerate more cardiovascular activity before you get out of breath. You're not getting out of breath as quickly. It's also deep breathing, so diaphragmatic breathing, relieves pain. Cast your mind back to when you were pregnant, or if you've never been pregnant, all of those movies you've seen with pregnant women where they are telling you to deep breath, breathe deeply, inhale, exhale, exhale, all of those things. So when we feel pain, our instant unconscious reaction is to hold our breath. So deep breathing into the pain will help release your breath. It will help release that hold. Now, if you're holding your breath, everything is tense right now. So the deep breathing will then release endorphins, which is your body's natural feel-good painkillers. I've seen this particular with my 5-year-old. He's got a pretty high pain threshold, but when he injures himself, so say he's running along and he falls and scrapes his knee on some asphalt, he doesn't necessarily cry, but he will stand up and he does this little thing where he's like, so he's breathing quite deeply. It's almost like he's got this automatic, I guess, knowledge within him on how to reduce the body's natural feel-good painkillers. It's really interesting to watch. So pay attention to next time you're in pain and how you get through that pain. Do you do some deep diaphragmatic breathing? And if you don't, give it a go. Does that help release that pain? And I'm not saying it's going to release pain in all instances, but it may assist. Let's talk now about the lymphatic system. So the lymphatic system is what helps your body to do a natural detoxification. And breathing releases carbon monoxide, which we want to fully release out of our body. And breathing is in charge of about 70% of cleansing the body of toxins. So the other 30% is through the bladder and bowels, which our liver and kidneys are in charge of doing. But 70% of cleansing of the body is through the act of breathing. So let's talk about the lymphatic system, which is a crucial system. We've got a couple of systems within our body. We've got the lymphatic system, we've got the circulatory system, we've got the nervous system. Our circulatory system is the one that relies on our heart to pump blood around our body, but the lymphatic system relies on our breathing to get the blood moving. So the blood pumps oxygen and nutrients to the cells, and once they're absorbed, what they need to do is then excrete the waste. And it excretes the waste back out into the lymphatic fluid that our cells are constantly swimming. So the lymph fluid is then responsible for ridding the body of the debris that the cells have excreted and also any other dead cells and wastes within our body. So because our breathing is what moves the lymph, breathing shallowly, I'm getting all my words, blah, blah, blah. Breathing shallowly can lead to a sluggish lymphatic system, meaning that your body may not which means that your body might not detoxify properly. The other detoxification systems in the body, so I mentioned before, the bowels and the bladder, it's the kidney and the liver mainly, they then take over and they have to work harder to expel this waste. And then this can overload the body, which can then lead to illness because those systems are so overloaded that sometimes they are not able to deal with the load that is coming their way. And some of those toxins are then re-released into the body. So think about that and think about, well, if I can just focus on doing some deep breathing, I'm getting rid of 70% of waste within my body. That's pretty huge. And all you need to do is breathe deeply into your diaphragm. So we've also got a couple of other things that your body benefits from through deep breathing. And one of those things is also improves immunity. Because when your blood is fully oxygenated, it carries and absorbs nutrients and vitamins more efficiently around your body. So the cleaner the blood, the harder it is for the illnesses to stay put in your system. Plus you're pumping your system more efficiently with those nutrients and vitamins, which help your body to increase its natural immunity responses. Breathing diaphragmatically can also lower blood pressure. So if you've ever been diagnosed with high blood pressure, or I guess a high blood pressure can also be associated with stress, by breathing deeply, your muscles can then relax and it allows the blood vessels to dilate, which improves circulation and in turn lowers the blood pressure. So it slows and regulates the heart rate, which helps with your blood pressure as well. Now, this is a big one because I hadn't realized this too, and I'm going to start tying this in with my personal training clients and my health coaching clients because it's a huge one. Deep breathing, diaphragmatic breathing helps to regulate weight. So if you're underweight, The extra oxygen will help to feed your cells and tissues. But if you're overweight, it will assist with the weight loss. So the extra oxygen in the body will help to burn up the excess fat more efficiently. And when we're living in a state of stress, I mentioned stress before. When we're living in a state of stress, your body tends to burn glycogen instead of fat. So the deep breathing triggers that relaxation response, which then encourages your body to burn fat instead of glycogen, which in turn is a lot more effective if you are trying to regulate your weight and possibly remove some excess fat within your body. So this is a way of stimulating your body to start reducing the excess fat that you're trying to lose without needing to spend more time doing exercise. Now, I emphasize more time because exercise has got so many benefits that are aside from weight loss. So we never want to say you don't have to exercise because you're now doing deep breathing. Just be aware that deep breathing is a wonderful complementary tool to the extra movement and exercise that you're doing if you are trying to shift excess fat within your body. But I do want to say that exercise is not a tool that you only use for removing or shifting excess fat within your body. You want to exercise for other reasons, but that's a whole other podcast episode. And another thing is helping to correct posture. And this is particularly relevant for women who, or men who sit at a computer all day or for a long periods of time, but also women who are breastfeeding, feeding young children, because you do find yourself in that hunched position. So by taking deep diaphragmatic breaths, you notice that simultaneously you're lengthening and straightening your spine to take that deep breath. So your diaphragm pulls down and in turn your torso straightens for that to be possible. So you're relieving some of the pressure on your upper back that you find from being hunched over at the computer or feeding baby, which can not only improve your posture, which is fantastic for long term, but also relaxes those muscles that you'll find are the most tense along the upper part of your body, which is really lovely. It's a really lovely feeling, to be honest. So we've spoken about benefits here of deep diaphragmatic breaths, but let's have a think about, well, why do them and how do we do them? So when you've got healthy lungs from doing your diaphragmatic breathing, your diaphragm does most of the work. So it brings in the fresh air and it exhales the carbon dioxide and gets the gases out of your lung. But for some respiratory conditions, such as asthma, you lose some of this elasticity. And I was recently reading an article explaining that people that are recovering from COVID may experience the same thing, where you are losing some of that elasticity within your body. Within your lung system. So losing lung elasticity can cause air to build up in the lungs. So there's not as much space for the diaphragm to contract for you to breathe in oxygen. And as a result, your body uses your neck, back, and chest muscles to help you breathe. This means that you can't take in as much oxygen, and it can affect how much oxygen you have for exercise and other physical activities. So breathing exercises will help you force the air buildup in your lungs. And this helps increase how much oxygen's in your blood and strengthens your diaphragm as well. So really important things. Let's talk about now how we breathe into our diaphragm. So at the very start of this episode, I got you to pop your hands on your belly and I got you to take a deep breath in and an exhale. And I got you to feel that your diaphragm was breathing in and out. So another simple way of just doing some focused deep breathing is if you get one of your fingers and block one of your nostrils and just focusing in on breathing in through that nostril. And as you exhale, swap nostrils. Now block the other nostril and exhale. We'll give that one more practice. So breathing in through one nostril, block the other one. And then exhale and block the other nostril. And just focus on doing that 10 times. We do not have to get our diaphragmic breathing 100%. Just the act of slowing down and focusing on your breathing is already beneficial for you. So it doesn't need to be 100% perfect as long as you're focusing on your breathing. Another fantastic one, and this really works on breathing up that lung capacity and improving the lung elasticity, is if you inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. So do this with me. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4 and hold 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 1, 2, 3, 4. Now repeat. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4 and hold 1, 2, 3, 4. Now repeat that cycle through a number of times, could be 5, could be 10, however much time you've got. That will really help to build up that lung capacity too. And I learned that technique when I was reading this article on helping your clients recover and return to exercise after having experienced COVID, after having been diagnosed with COVID and their recovery process. So really great one for building up that lung capacity. But if we're short on time, you don't have those times to do those type of things, well, what can you do to focus on your breathing? One of the big things, and this is, I always come back to this one, is just stop what you're doing and just focus on taking 3 deep breaths, feeling it come into your diaphragm, feeling that breathing in and that exhale, breathing in and exhale. If you've got time in your day, go sit out in nature, pop on a meditation video, whatever it might be, and do some of those, that breathing, that guided breathing, or the sitting in nature and do some focused breathing. But if you're short on time, and like I said at the beginning of this podcast episode, this episode was really triggered by seeing so many people in a state of stress at the moment because they're trying to juggle so much. If you are that person and you've got so many things to juggle that you do not have the time to go do some focused breathing or some guided breathing, just stop what you're doing right now or when you're in the middle of something and just focus on 3 deep breaths. You can do this anywhere. You can be driving and focus on your deep breaths. You can still concentrate on driving and focusing on your breathing at the same time because it's conscious. It's just taking some conscious breaths, feeling it move beyond the upper rib cage and all the way down into your diaphragm. I hope this episode has been useful for you and that you've learned a little bit more about why breathing is so beneficial. It certainly inspired me as I was recording and preparing for this podcast. And I'm actually looking forward to just popping out into my backyard because we can't go anywhere, but popping out into my backyard and just breathing in some of the fresh air that is available to me out in my backyard today. So thank you for listening to this podcast episode. It is wonderful to be back on the podcast wagon. I have to say I have missed this and I will be making a conscious effort to try to get more podcasts out to you as soon as I possibly can. So I hope you enjoy it and I look forward to chatting you in the next episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This episode was brought to you by Reset and Thrive, which is my monthly membership designed to help women identify different parts of their own health and fitness journey and improve them, help them towards their ideal self through a success path, which is a staged path that they can follow, identifying different things that can be changed along the way, receive support, accountability and guidance from myself and the many other women within our membership. If you're interested in joining Reset and Thrive, doors will be opening soon. So please head on over to my website, make sure that you jump on the wait list, and I look forward to welcoming you to Reset and Thrive when doors open soon. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast, I would love for you to head on over to Apple iTunes and leave a review. By doing so, it helps to spread the word and the message about what I have to offer the women of the world and how I can help them improve their own health and fitness journey. Thanks again for listening to this episode, and I look forward to catching you on the next episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast.